From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yes!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The Crazy Boys. Oh, it's Willem Backus and just Yoav Saravo in the studio today. Welcome back to Travel World. Yeah. Well, because Steven is off with his sweetie in Los Angeles.
Aww.
Yeah.
The romantic capital of the world,
yeah,
I guess.
The capital for romance. That's what it is, yeah. No, I have a feeling there was a seat sale going on.
Oh.
Or, you know, they're actually enjoying their trip quite a bit. And I heard from Stephen this morning, yeah. Well, he left Montreal on Tuesday night, stayed over in Toronto.
Okay.
And then took a flight out with, of course, his little sweetie out to L.A., so that's where they are now. So they're going to give all kinds of details about their trip. At least we're going to pry them for information.
next week, yeah.
Yeah. So
what are they planning on doing there?
Oh, I don't know what two star-crossed lovers might do in a city.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah?
But actually, I can't. It's radio, and we're governed by certain rules. But what is Steven planning on doing? Do they have a trip, or are they planning to go visit anything?
They're in museums. Actually, the reason why Steven can't call on the show this morning is because he's taking a bus tour across L.A.
Nice.
It's a city tour. No, we really do visit museums when we go out of town.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. So we're waiting for our guest to arrive. One of the first guests that we'd lined up for this morning was book author Isabel Marengo, who wrote a book called Le Cinq Doigts de la Main, which is a nice, cute little French story. It's I wanted her to describe it because it's involving a fantasy trip down in the South. Could be the Caribbean. It's some tropical resort, and it's good reading. It's not a big book. It's about 22 pages and whatnot. And it's very fun to read. It's about the size of one of those books that you'd find in the supermarket checkout line. But it's kind of nice, and she's a very charming young lady. Although this is a lady who elected to take the buses out to the West Island of Montreal today.
We should explain what the West Island is to our men.
Well, yeah, the West Island of Montreal is, if by car, it's 20 minutes from downtown Montreal, which
suburbia.
Is where Isabel lives. It's suburbia, and it's best reached by car, or at least from the nearest terminal point by some form of taxi or what have you.
Oh, even bicycle would be easier than taking the bus on the weekends.
The rapid transit system isn't all it's cracked up to be here in Montreal.
In the West Island, it's actually good during the course of the week because people have to get to work and everything, but on the weekends, what is it, a two-hour wait or something?
Well, it can be, and that's one of the unfortunate parts. And then oftentimes, in most areas, you're looking at least a 15 to 20-minute walk from where the bus deposits you to here.
Yeah.
Well, she did have enough notice. It was at least a month or so. I mean, if I were to get an interview on national radio, I would actually make sure that I'd show up on time.
International?
Yes. No, this is national radio because we are on in the United States.
And Canada. Oh, no, we're not on in Canada.
No, we're not.
I keep forgetting that.
Well, we do broadcast internationally over the internet, and we do have our Canadian listeners.
There you go. Internet.
Those of us who followed us from CIQC, Montreal, which was quite the move when that happened. Although we're happy being here on Liberty Works Network.
Yes, we are.
Well, of course. Actually, last week we ran the tape from the 2000 retrospective show that we did on the New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun doing that show. There were a lot of trips and some stuff that we couldn't even cover because we did so much.
Yeah.
But and even you, last year, you took your trip out to Oakland.
Yeah, my God, all the stuff I did was, I think I needed a whole hour just to talk about that. That was unbelievable, the amount of stuff.
Oh, there's a lot more material than that to cover, too. One of the other nice things I did, last week, I went and took the VIA train from Montreal to Toronto to visit my father. That's another reason why we also ran the tape. I didn't want to rush, because the VIA train was scheduled to arrive in Hamilton at 10:15. Now, we're on the air at 11 Eastern, so that makes it 45 minutes to get everything in gear. And I didn't, you know, barring any snafus, I really didn't want to make it too much of a, you know.
I hear you.
But the overnight train from Montreal to Toronto is a service that they reinstated only recently. But if you want to experience the comfort of the transcontinental trains, I mean the great trains of the 50s and so on, and you don't have time to spend, you know, a week or so to go across country, this at least will give you a good flavor of it. I mean, it's the real McCoy.
Nice.
It's got that beautiful park car in back.
Yeah.
And yeah, sure. The park car with it kind of tapers to the back with one window, but it's a lounge, and you can go down to a sunken. It's a dining room area
and
a bar where you can order drinks, sit down, read a paper, relax, do whatever you want, or you can go up to the observation deck with a 360-degree observation.
Ah, nice little bubble.
Oh, it's nice. Oh,
how many people up there can go up there?
There's about 15 rows of seats, four, so...
Not bad.
Good capacity.
Yeah.
But one of the nice things is, not often, well, at night, at least when you're going, there's not many people there.
No.
So you actually, they turn the lights off, you actually see the scenery, you can watch the stars, what have you. And it is so nice traveling by train. I mean, I would say it's the only way to go, Montreal-Toronto. And...
How many hours?
Well, Montreal-Toronto by car is about 6 hours.
Yeah.
They have it's 300 miles. Now, the VIA train, their express train, can actually make it in 4 hours. They say under 4 hours. They take 1 minute off the time. But from downtown to downtown, well, 3 hours, 59 minutes, but it's not kidding. That's the new LRC trains that they brought in about 10 or so years ago. These things, they fly along the rails. It's a smooth ride. And you get downtown to downtown in under 4 hours. And you can't even beat that on an airplane.
Oh, God, no.
No. But, you know, if you want to relax a little bit more, even more, then I took the overnight train because you don't need a hotel room. You can actually sleep on the train. They've got the double bedroom and the single bedroom. The single bedroom's a little small. So it's like a cot and not much other room in there. But then they also have the bunks, and then they also have coach class. Coach, I mean, if you're going to sleep, I don't think coach is the way to go.
Why?
Well, it's uncomfortable.
I don't know. I've never been in there, so
if you're going to sleep, coach is like a regular train car. I mean, it's a comfortable seat and all that, but not for sleeping.
Oh,
I mean,
just sleeping?
It reclines, really.
Okay, just a seat.
But they have the sleeper cars on this train.
And it's a bed that pulls out like you've seen in the James Bond movie.
It's a real bed.
Okay.
Yeah. Full size.
Nice.
And in the double bedroom, you have enough room. You have the bed, which is always down. And then you have like a private little three-way mirror there. You have your own... washroom, and so you can actually sit there and you can relax and then casually stroll into the park car, you know, buy a drink, have something to munch on, whatnot, and sit there and casually chat with the staff, and then very, very, very nice people too that operate these trains. It's the grand old system.
Do they have whistles? Like, does the train guy come out with a whistle? Like, oh, you know, blows the whistle and goes, all aboard! You know?
Travel world. No.
None of that?
Actually, I was thinking of our opening title song, Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, as the conductor did say, all aboard.
Oh, he did do that?
Yes.
Did he have a bell or a whistle?
No whistle. And just as, you know,
that's it?
All aboard.
Just all aboard?
Well, it was a night train. You didn't want to wake everyone up because...
Well, who are you waking up? You're in a... bus terminal or a train terminal.
No. They start at Central Station downtown Montreal, but because I live in the West Island, I board at the Dorval train station.
Oh, excellent. Cool. You can do that. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are people who are already fast asleep because it's, well, the train takes its time meandering from downtown Montreal. Usually it's a 20-minute ride. It takes about a half an hour for the overnight train.
Okay.
And the overnight train stops about 2 hours. Don't forget, from midnight to 8 in the morning, so it's almost double the time the other one takes. Let's take a break, and we're going to be back following with Melanie Reffes to discuss her trip to Florida Ecotourism. Stay tuned to Travel World. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
Give your child the edge they need. for an informed and experienced look at the issues concerning our children's futures, tune in Saturdays for Education 2000, the only word in education talk radio. Education 2000, Saturdays at 7 a.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola SmartTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular.
Assuming that we'll
be 1-800-695-7698 now.
Well,
order the Navigator.
I didn't hear anything you said. I was talking to Melanie.
Universal kit is available for most other phones.
We explained to her that we're on until the full end of the show, the full duration.
1-800-695-7698 now.
If you're satisfied,
within 90 days,
we're going to banter on about this VRL thing.
$59.95.
The
Navigator is more expensive than the adapter. Cell phone
will gradually fall into
1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides
and
inspires
the
universe.
She was wondering how long you wanted her to stay on.
For maximum success and reading results.
Until the end of the show.
Make a difference.
It's
going to
be more conversational.
1-888-813-7975.
Tell her to be ready, because we're going to be
30% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
See, what's happening is that you're experiencing things like outrageous food allergies, and all of a sudden you can't have whatever, skin rashes. You're also experiencing cravings for sugars, mood swings, no energy.
Dr. Snow offers you healthy alternatives.
Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern.
The only way out is to reestablish the basics, get rid of the chaos in your system, bring order and primary function so that everything is working very basically.
On this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, they point the cannon at you. But it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no Senator Sosa. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate
son. Oh, I just love that song, CCR with Fortunate Son. Ah, I just wanted to hear it. That's all. Didn't have Midnight Train to Georgia.
Sorry.
But that VIA train. You had a question before the break, Yoav.
Yes, it was about the VIA train.
Yeah.
What do they feature?
What they feed you. Well, if you're in first class via one, and it's not the overnight train, you have a choice of three meals. And, I mean, linens. Oh, yeah. Real stuff. They either some fancy chicken or a pasta dish or some seafood dish.
Yeah.
And you have the choice between that or some beef. But it's really, I mean, full blown. It's four or five courses that they bring to you, because they bring to you your main plate. You start off with something, and then you...
Yeah.
They bring you your main dish, then you have two dessert courses.
Two dessert courses?
Yeah, and they come out, then they have these truffles that they make.
Okay.
And they, yeah, it's in a little, it's like a little cup that they put, and they pour in, it's a chocolate cup.
Yeah.
And they pour a little chocolate or vanilla truffle in there.
You can just pop it in your mouth one shot.
You could, or you could eat it. It's like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You can eat them any which way you want.
Oh, I'll be popping those real quick.
Oh, they're good, but they're specially made for Via Rail. You've got to take Via Rail to do this. And so that was the that's if you take Via One first class, which is worth it.
How about if you take coach like me?
If you take coach, then they have a trolley cart with all kinds of pre-made sandwiches and stuff, which they're okay, not bad sandwiches.
Egg sandwiches and tuna sandwiches, then, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that kind of thing, ham and cheese, whatnot. You know, the popular stuff, brown bread, whatnot, white bread, whatever you want to eat. The other thing that they did was on the overnight train where I was, you should eat something beforehand, because the meal that they give you is breakfast. It's a breakfast buffet, which is cool.
Buffet?
They serve it in the parked car. It's not a big one with like all the hot meals and stuff, but it's like a continental breakfast. You've got your cereals, you get your milk, you got your juice.
Oh, my God. I was thinking eggs and baking and sausage. I'm thinking, I hear breakfast buffet. That's the first thing that pops in my mind.
I know. It would
be spread, you know, like.
Complimentary continental breakfast.
Yeah.
They give you newspapers, national newspapers.
Where do they get the newspapers from? They're riding.
They're a train, aren't they?
Yeah, they stop?
They stop.
Oh, okay.
They stop. Well,
I didn't know. I didn't know they stopped.
Yeah, well, the overnight train stops everywhere between Montreal and Toronto.
Every town?
Well, you don't notice it because you're supposed to be sleeping, right?
Like Alfred, Ontario, and, you know.
Well, no, there's about 10 stops that they make. And plus there's one where they stop for actually 2 hours on a siding.
What do they do for 2 hours?
Well, first of all, they got to stretch the trip to 8 hours. Okay, because it's normally a four-hour trip.
Why not just make it a four-hour trip?
Well, because then you'd arrive in Toronto at 4 a.m.
So what?
Yeah, so what?
It's a big city. It's not like you're going into Wyoming or something.
Yeah, well, Toronto at 4 a.m. is like Wyoming.
Is it? Yeah? I've never been.
Have you ever been to Toronto at 4 a.m?
Actually, I've been in Toronto at 4 a.m. I think you're right about that. There's really nothing to do, so you're pretty much standing, like, you're pretty much in your friend's house or in the hotel doing nothing.
It's not like Montreal at 4 a.m.
God, no!
Montreal at 4 a.m, it just gets interesting.
Yeah, well, the bar's just closed. Everybody's, like, drunk cops spilling on the streets trying to find something to do.
People find these after-hours clubs to go to.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
I don't know, where did they find out this? Is there, like, a website or something?
I haven't any idea, because people seem to know this stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, And you say, well, I'm dead tired. I'm going home. So, you know, we're going to an after-hours club. And until when are you going to be partying exactly? But Montreal is one of those cities where any excuse to party. It is also one of these cities beginning with the letter M.
M.
Now, you can tell where I'm headed with this one. Because cities beginning with the letter M, or places beginning with M, are visited often by Melanie Refus.
Because her name is Melanie and it starts with the letter M.
That is correct. Because she lives in Montreal. In Mile End, absolutely.
On Mile End,
in Mile
Montreal.
End. That's right.
And her name's Melanie.
That's right.
And she likes to visit places that start with the letter M.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, like Malaysia where she was.
Hey, can I do that also with the letter Y? But where would I go? Like Yucatan?
Yeah, you could go to Yucatan.
That's about it. Yukon?
You could go to the Yukon, that's right.
That's it, eh?
I'm sure you can get an atlas and figure out some places to go to. You go to Yuma and so on.
Too bad my name doesn't start with an A.
Now, one thing I won't figure out is the segue, because that's a Melanie Refus word, right?
Yes.
Yes. Is the segue Melanie will use to actually get herself into Florida, because she was recently in Florida doing ecotourism.
Nice.
Now, ecotourism is not what I like to call eco-tourism. I don't have the reverb to switch in at the moment. But
it's not that play with the dolphins?
No, or sleeping with the fishes either. No, ecotourism is typically what people do. They'll go out into the fresh countryside, see the great outdoors, that kind of thing.
Oh, and she went into the swampland?
You betcha. Well, she went to the central region of the Everglades.
Oh, super cool.
Well, yeah, it is cool. I wonder if she actually pet the alligators. Melanie, welcome to Travel World.
How are you both?
We're doing fine.
Yoav, by the way, you could go to Yemen. I just was thinking while I was talking to you guys.
I'm Jewish. I don't know if I'll be allowed to go in there. They might stop me at the border.
I hear it's quite a hot spot in March, so keep us posted on that.
Sure.
And my segue, of course, a segue which, of course, begins with S, and I was in South Central Florida, so there you go, Willem.
There we go.
Never to disappoint.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. That was a good one, Melanie. Now.
Thank you very much. I have done better, I know, and I have a tough act to tough shoes to fill, so I'll be working on my segues.
Still, you know.
That was pretty good. We should give her a big hand.
Well, I got a big hand, but no.
He's busy right now with his hands.
Well, you ever see Bugs Bunny where he inflates his hand?
I think I'll certainly get bonus points on Segway the board game, eh, you guys?
Yeah. Well,
and you are quite right. I went to the Everglades, and it's an incredible place to visit. I never even really imagined I would be going there, but there you go. So they like to call it, actually, Florida's freshwater frontier, and it's about 6 counties down there in South Central Florida. Most people, when they think of Florida, it's the congested highways and the crowded beaches and, of course, the fun nightlife of South Beach in Miami, but the Everglades is a whole other world. You don't even know you're in Florida, actually, except it's hot and sunny.
Well, let me ask you something. What did you find when you went down there? What can you do in a rural place such as that? Lakes and creeks and stuff like that? What?
Yeah, it is really rural, and it's rather redneck, I might say, in some aspects. It's a very, as I say, it's about 6 counties, and it's really a rural part of the state, and you're quite right, there's lakes and creeks and forests and wildlife and real, true southern hospitality. It's everywhere. They are the friendliest folks down there. You can just imagine, you're thinking, do I know you? Everyone's talking to you and offering you this and help, and it's really fun, actually. It's really a nice, trusting sort of in ambience down there. And there's a lot of things to do, believe it or not. Tons of things to do.
It's interesting you mention that about the ambiance there because, you know, it's so often you hear about Florida being a rough and tumble place, especially towards, Montrealers who visit there. So to learn about it being friendly like that, the last time I went to a place that was that friendly, I was in the Carolinas.
Nice.
Well, you know what, you're right, and there are parts of Florida that are rough and tumble. I mean, there are some areas around Miami where you got to really watch your back and look across the street, etc. But in South Central, it's so friendly. I don't think people even lock their doors there. It's very, very nice, and as I say, it's just a good example of Southern hospitality. And it's a slower pace, too. It's really a slower pace. You just take the day as it comes, and you can see there's a lot of people sitting on porches and walking rather slowly, and there's not a lot of Rolodexes and Palm Pilots and cell phones and all that kind of stuff down there.
Oh boy, it sounds like my kind of area.
Yeah, it's really quite quiet. And if that's the type of vacation you're looking for, South Central Florida is the place to go, no question. Because the weather's good, also, so that's always a nice bonus.
Melanie, at any point, did you hear the song?
That would be Atlanta. Come on.
Oh, I don't know.
That's Deliverance.
Yeah.
I think I heard it anyway, but maybe they were tourists from Georgia. <Georgia. laughs> Never
squeal like a pig, squeal like a pig. Oh, man.
What? But there's a lot of nice and sort of natural things to do. I mean, there's not the crowded city things to do. We often think of Florida with the flea markets and the shopping and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of natural stuff. I found myself in one of the oldest state parks in the United States. Set up, it's called the Highlands Hammock State Park, set up, if you can believe, in 1931.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's about, which is really, really, just when the U.S. Park Service was starting to declare national parks, this was one of the first. And it's about 8,000 square acres, making it a huge, huge, vast area. And it's an incredible source of community pride at this park. People take incredible pains to keep it clean and inform themselves about, you know, how to protect the wildlife and the ecosystems that are right in the park. It's really fun. They've got a lot of great rangers that will lead tours on sort of trams. And they're very informative. They have, you know, one of those walkie-talkie things, and you on your left and on your right and that kind of stuff. an open-air tram, and it's really, really wonderfully informative. You see incredible things. A lot of it's luck of the draw, mind you, because if you are lucky, you can see a Florida panther. You got to look fast, or real fast animals. But I didn't see one, unfortunately, but they kept telling us keep an eye open for the Florida panther. So next time I'm down there, hopefully, everyone's camera's poised, you can just imagine. But you see a lot of wild deer, tons of birds. You'd love that, Willem, if you know anything about birds. They're all over the place, and really neat ones too, like storks and eagles and falcons, vultures. I saw cranes and quails and owls, all kinds of things. And I also saw something called a red woodpecker, which they've actually they're saying is an extinct species, and one of the few places where you can actually see a red woodpecker.
We got to take a break right now.
All right.
We'll talk about red woodpeckers and the stork after this. Across
okay.
America via satellite.
From the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. A judge in Florida has sentenced a 14-year-old boy to life in prison for the murder 2 years earlier of a 6-year-old girl. Reuters quoted the judge as rejecting the defense request for a retrial or a reduction in the verdict that would have meant a lesser sentence. In a case that stirred some controversy over what a young person should face, Broward County Circuit Judge Joel Lazarus ordered Lionel Tate to serve the state's mandatory sentence for first-degree murder, life in prison without parole. Hundreds of couples have volunteered for an experiment to create the first cloned children. Despite strong religious and scientific opposition, a team of scientists says it would work to produce the first human clone. Between 600 and 700 couples have put themselves forward since the announcement in January, and the number is rising rapidly. Two women were shot dead in a parking lot in Nashville, Tennessee, after a child custody hearing. Police said the dead women were tentatively identified as the mother and grandmother of a child involved in the hearing at the Metro Juvenile Justice Center in downtown Nashville. The Army in Taiwan has successfully test-fired two new U.S.-made anti-aircraft missile systems at a top-security missile test site in southern Taiwan. The Taipei Times said it was the first time vehicle-mounted Avenger air defense systems and its portable variant, a dual-mounted Stinger, which is man-portable, have been put to the test since they were delivered early last year. A total of 4 missiles were fired in all the tests, successfully hitting designated targets, according to the Taiwanese military. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now, 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please, call Christian Children's Fund now, 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Hi, I'm Keith Washington, number 93 of the Baltimore Ravens. I take pride in my performance on the playing field. When I'm off the field, I take pride in my personal appearance. That's why to look my best, I always go to Sherry's Full Service Salon. Sherry's is a culturally diverse salon that offers me the latest style at an affordable price. At Sherry's Full Service Salon, I can always count on friendly and prompt service in a relaxing atmosphere. Sherry's is open Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays, 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sherry's is located at 71 West Main Street in Westminster, Maryland. Call for your appointment at 410-840-4776 today. That's Sherry's Full Service Salon, Westminster, Maryland.
Super Bowl champion Keith Washington knows how to get results, so follow him to Sherry's Hair Salon, 410-840-4776. That's Sherry's in Westminster, 410-840-4776.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing.
I'm just in a CCR frame of mind today. It's Will Back is back on Travel World with UF's Rabble in studio. Well, Stephen is off with his little sweetie out in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah. All together now.
Yeah. And it's beautiful there. And we got, what, 10 feet of snow or something?
They're on the city tour, and they're going to go to Universal Studios today.
Nice!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guess, Spider-Man tour.
Guess where Stephen took her.
Roller coaster?
They went to Disney World. Ugh. And we usually don't like using the D word here on Travel World, but
Disney's the devil. Are we owned by Disney? Because I think I might be out of a job right about now.
Anyway, okay, good. Thing about it is that Stephen actually went on a couple of those rides, and you know how Stephen loves going on roller coasters and stuff.
I don't know. He doesn't like it.
You know that ride called the Matterhorn?
Yeah.
She got him to ride one of those. Oh, what a man will do when a woman's got a hold of him.
I love roller coasters.
Yeah, no, he said, that's a pretty scary ride.
That's a pretty scary ride.
We're going to get some humanity out of this guy after all. Well, anyway, I hope he's happy.
The whole idea.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I like this, you know, because you get strapped into these things.
Yeah.
Stephen totally blind with fear and not able to get out.
Oh, but we got to get him on some real roller coasters.
Well, we can't do it. It's his girlfriend's got to do that.
We'll pay her a couple of bucks and she'll do it.
We were talking to Melanie Raffis, who took a little ecotourism vacation down in Florida. Ecotourism, EOF. Yes, this is, you know, nature vacation.
Nature.
Yeah, that's sort of thing. Instead of an urban vacation, you're going out to see the countryside.
Why don't they just call it a nature vacation instead of calling it ecotourism?
Well, they got to invent buzzwords for everything, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
So they went out to Hammock State Park, and there's a few other neat things that Melanie saw out there. She did talk about the one sports team reference, the Florida Panther, but in her case, it was an animal that they wanted to see. I don't know if Melanie actually saw one, but they went to the Seminole Indian Reservation. Tell us about that, Melanie.
Nice.
I did, and it was really great fun, actually. There's a lake down there called Okeechobee. I hope I pronounced that right. It's actually the second largest lake in the United States, and no, I don't know what the first largest lake is. Any guesses? Maybe it's one of the Great Lakes. But Okeechobee is a huge lake, runs right through the Everglades, and it's right near the Big Cypress Reservation, which, as you said, Williams, the Seminole Indians down there in south central Florida. And they have done an incredible job to attract tourism and to really expand on this ecotourism interest that a lot of vacationers have these days. There's a wonderfully modern museum that they've built on the reservation. It's got all kinds of multimedia interactive exhibits about the history of the native population down there, which I quite recommend. They also have incredible gift shops. I mean, it is, as you say, a nature vacation, but a little shopping never hurt anybody. And there's all kinds of great crafts that you can buy. And, of course, the Seminoles are really noted for a lot of their wonderfully beautiful beadwork, so I quite suggest that. I went to the Billy Swamp Safari, and if you can picture me on a swamp buggy with the largest tires I've ever seen, I don't know, these are like 6 feet high tires, it goes right through the Everglades, right through the swamps. There's a tour guide,
really?
Of course, and it's sort of like a big Hummer. It looks like one of those Hummer vehicles,
oh,
and it's
cool.
Really big. And you can fit maybe about 12 people on it, and it takes a couple of hours, and you see all kinds of stuff in the swamps. It's really, really fun. All kinds of critters and flora and birds and fauna and all kinds of stuff. And then when you finish, I gotta recommend you go to the Swamp Water Cafe, which is also there. And there you can eat, if you can imagine, gator tail nuggets, and they're deep fried. They're kind of tasty, believe it or not. It's a little weird because you just would have seen a whole lot of gators in the swamps, and then to kind of find them deep fried on the buffet takes a bit of getting used to. If you can't handle it, you can kind of gravitate more toward the catfish, ribs, and chicken segment of it. But it's a delicious buffet. It's got all kinds of native Indian food on it, cornbreads and really good desserts and a lot of great salads with all kinds of the natural stuff down there. Really fun, really fun. So I quite recommend a ride on the swamp buggy. Definitely a visit to the Billy Swamp Safari. And you can spend a whole day really touring all kinds of the sites on the Seminole Reservation. It's a whole lot of fun.
Did you get a chance to ride an airboat, too?
I did, and it's really windy. I mean, it was hot down there, but it was a bit chilly. So bring a light jacket if you're taking an airboat. But that is incredible. It skims right on the top of the water, and it goes really fast. It's a little bit noisy. They'll give you earplugs if you can't take it. I didn't take them, but I sort of thought I should have, actually. And you see incredible things because the boat goes right through the swamps. So there's all sorts of birds on the shore, and you can see wild deer and all kinds of wild animals running around and great big cypress trees and just all the stuff you imagine is in the swamps. It's right there, and you see it from the boat. It's really fun.
I can just see you there with your sunglasses on, your hair fluttering in the wind. That'd be cool. But
that was exactly me, Willem. You're totally right. I had to tuck, because, you know, I have hair to spare, so I had to sort of tuck it in the back of my shirt. But that was the least of my worries because it was a bit chilly. But it's really invigorating. I think that's a good word for it. It's really a lot of fun, just completely windblown. And how often do you get a chance to skim the waters of the swamp, of the Everglades? You know, hardly at all for us northern folks.
Ooh, you're telling me. How close did you actually come to some alligators when you're down there?
Oh, really close. I mean, I wouldn't have, actually, obviously, but I could have petted one of them if I was so inclined to be so ridiculous. I know you can look right into their eyes, and they are scary-looking critters. I saw a couple that were about 8 feet long.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
8 feet.
Unbelievable.
Those are man-eaters.
Yeah, they're really dangerous, and, you know, they have everything gated off. I mean, you really, there's no accidents there. You can't fall in and touch one of them, but you can really bend down and look at it. I got some great photos of them close up. They're extraordinary-looking animals, almost sort of prehistoric-looking in a way, really scary.
Well, I'm afraid there was an accident, Melanie, the last time an alligator made a lunge at me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, they're scary-looking, I'll tell you that.
That's why I'm glad that I followed my mother's advice and always kept a spare pair of clean underwear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is good advice. My mother gave me the same, so there you go. All mothers must have the same rule book. But it's great. I saw a lot of little kids who were, of course, on the airboats and the swamp buggies, and their eyes just glazed over when they saw the gators because they're really incredible-looking animals. A lot of fun to see them up close.
And now you mentioned to me that there was a special town that you found, one of those things that they just don't tell you about. Tell us about it.
Incredible. You're right, Willem. It's called Arcadia, and it's a tiny, tiny little place, and you think that you're back in time, that you stepped in a time machine or something. It's this little, tiny little town, and of course there's a Main Street. I mean, I must have seen about 9,000 Main Streets. It must be a nightmare for the U.S. Postal Service down there, but all these places have Main Streets. And in Arcadia, the only things on the Main Street are antique and flea market stores. So you're going down dozens, you're passing dozens of stores that only have old stuff in them. And as you know, Florida's got quite a considerable elderly population, and I think that that's a big source of a lot of this stuff when those folks clean out their basements and they don't know what to do with what they find, and they put them in all these stores. And there's, you know, I saw antique hunters from the big city, like real city slicker guys looking to buy stuff down there and take them back up north, I guess, to sell. You can find incredible stuff down there practically for nothing. I found, if you can believe, $2, and that was sort of a high-end price tag in this little shop I wandered into, never used, never opened vinyl disc of Beethoven's Fifth. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
By the New York Philharmonic. I looked at it, I thought, well, I don't collect that kind of stuff, but I have to buy it, so now I have it. Now, what it is I'll do with it, I'm not sure, but it is some conversation piece in my apartment, I can tell you that.
You may actually want to play it.
Put it up on your wall.
I don't have what to play it on. I was thinking of using it as kind of a large coaster or something.
Yeah.
Come on. Use those America Online CDs as coasters.
Oh, man. Those things are wicked.
I have a turntable. Come on. Everybody's got to have a turntable.
Well, there you go. Merry Christmas, Willem. You're getting the Beethoven 5th.
You bet.
And our whole audience knows it, so I won't be able to renege on that, will I?
That's true.
You can find old jewelry there. You can find all kinds of old clothing from the 20s. It was just outrageous, and I had stumbled upon this place, and that's it. I should also say in this little place called Arcadia, there's one Best Western Hotel, that's it. There's two RV parks for camping, and there's two B&Bs. That's all there is in this place. Best Western obviously saw that there were a lot of tourism potential there and set up a hotel, so that's always a good bet. If you're into camping, you can find plenty of room. And then there's two really cute little B&Bs run by two sort of Bob Newhart-esque couples that came from the city. Both couples came from the city, and they opened a B&B in this town. And the B&Bs, of course, are furnished. I went into both of them with everything from the antique stores. So it's really a great, fun day to spend in Arcadia, just wandering up and down. People have tables on the streets where they're selling stuff from their own houses, and then the shops have all kinds of other old, interesting-looking things for sale. So that's kind of a lot of fun if you want a different day from the swamp day. Go to Arcadia. It's a whole lot of fun there.
Now, Melanie, we're going to take a break right now, but I'm wondering if in this town of Arcadia you actually managed to find the power station. Haha, that's a Duran Duran joke. See if I learn the break.
Across America via satellite.
Comes in the Bounty.
What the hell is a Bounty?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.